Jimmy wasn't a knight in shining armor. He was drunk and abusive, a manipulative, charismatic man who would smile at you when he got his way and go after you with a knife when he didn't. He was everything I swore to myself I knew better than to marry. But I didn't see it. I didn't understand until it was much too late, and then I could only wonder. I knew better. How had I still ended up married to the likes of him? She stopped. A person biting off an unspoken curse. She turned away again, but her steps were hard now, agitated as she paced the tiny room. "He beat you?" Bobby asked.
"I can show you bruises."
Her hands moved to the belt of her dress. He held up his palm to stop her. "Why didn't you tell the cops?"
"They were Boston cops. Jimmy's father, Judge Gagnon, had already handed down an edict. If Jimmy was in trouble, cops were to call him and he'd personally take care of it.
Jimmy liked to brag about that, shortly before he'd knock me unconscious." Bobby frowned. He didn't like these kinds of stories, cops turning a blind eye. Yet it fit with what two BPD cops had already told him. "And your son?"
"Jimmy never touched Nathan. I would have left him if he had."
She said the words too quickly. Bobby knew she lied. "Seems to me a man knocking you around should be reason enough to grab the kid and run. Of course, life on the road wouldn't involve so much money."
"Oh, Jimmy didn't have any money."
"Yeah? What do you consider a home in the heart of Back Bay?"
"Jimmy's father bought it. His father bought most of the things we used. Jimmy's money is still tied up in a trust. His father is the executor, and he doles out the money at will. It's from a clause dating back to Jimmy's great-great-grandfather on his mother's side. He hid it big in oil, then grew obsessed that future generations would squander the family fortune."